soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on June 24th, 2014. I want to share a couple things that I've been meditating on. You know, over the years I've been sharing from my heart the burden about the fact that as in the last days approach, there's a great apostasy. People leaving the faith, people denying Jesus, people just casting aside the words of Jesus and choosing to keep men's words rather than Jesus' words. And I've been very critical about the church world because the Lord is critical about the church world. I wouldn't take it upon myself to be critical of things unless the Lord had told me and showed me his great displeasure. You know, Jesus himself in the seven churches of Asia in the book of Revelation, for the most part, six out of those seven, I believe it is, were corrected by the Lord. He said they had certain things correct, but certain elements were wrong, and that he told them to repent, lest they would have their candle be removed. And some of them thought they were alive, but they were dead. So they were actually self-deceived. Again, one of the themes that I'm so concerned about is self-deception and deception in the last days. It's the greatest danger that I know of. I mean, it's the earth is going to be destroyed by man, by wicked rebels that serve the dragon, the devil. And God will destroy those that destroy the earth. But Jesus said that there wouldn't be any flesh alive unless the Lord, the Father, had shortened the days. And for the elect's sake, he has shortened the days. That's good news. If you're following Jesus, you love Jesus, you're going to have understanding of the last days, and you're going to abide in the light and abide in the Lord, and you're going to withstand darkness and everything contrary to the Lord. So we do have a church world, an institutional religious world that uses Jesus, uses scripture one way or another, to one degree or another, one extreme or another. But they don't know Jesus, and they're not serving the Lord, and they're actually building something that he has not told them to build. And that is very, very serious. And I believe that when someone comes to Jesus, you know, you cannot come to the Lord except the Lord draws you. This is what Jesus said. No one comes unto me except the Father has drawn them. So if you've come to the Lord, have an inclination about Jesus, because it's foolish. The whole idea that the Son of God would come and bear our sins and then shed his blood, it doesn't make sense to the carnal, worldly mind. It's limited. It doesn't understand this is the way of God because the blood is, the life is in the blood. And Jesus' blood was pure. He was without sin. And he became sin that all those that had faith and trust in him, their sins would be removed through that blood. We're redeemed not by corruptible things like silver and gold and by traditions of the religious Jewish leaders, but by the precious blood of the Lamb. So religion is religion. It's big business, still is, it always has been. It's very much akin to Babylon that's exalting itself up to heaven, that's arrogant and in rebellion to the Lord. They're going to build what they're going to build, regardless of what God thinks. They have a certain type of unity and agreement amongst themselves, those that are in Babylon, the spirit of Babylon, religion. But God is not in it. And I believe that when people are drawn to the Lord, they think what they're supposed to do is go to a church. But the Lord would never tell you to go to a church. He'd tell you to seek him. Come unto him. Study him. Learn of him. And then he, as the good shepherd, will lead you to green grass. pure pastures and still waters. He'll feed you. He's the shepherd. He's the pastor. But what we have, of course, we have popes that say they are the representation of Jesus. You know, that's a replacement, is an antichrist. That's what it means, is instead of. But we have this new office, and it's called an office, the pastor, the local pastor. They call him by that name, Pastor so-and-so. They don't. And this is so contrary to the Bible. If you study the word pastor in the Bible, it's just not there. And Jesus specifically taught that you are not to be called Rabbi, Rabbi. Do not let anyone call you Rabbi, Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. That's in Matthew 23:8-10. This is when Jesus was rebuking the religious leaders of that day and telling his disciples that he was personally training for 3.5 years. Don't let people call you Rabbi, Rabbi, which means teacher, because it equates to an elevation, an exaltedness, like a master, a guru, a swami, a spiritual one, elevated over the brethren. He said, you are all brethren. And he said, don't call anyone father on the earth. And he said, don't call anyone master. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. So the religious system has elevated man on pedestals that only Jesus is to be in that position. And the Lord said, I will not give my glory to another. He that's greatest among you will be the servant of all. Now there are elders and there are ministries, but you have to understand, God never told us to seek men and to have our eyes upon the man or the spiritual enabling they operate in, if they do at all. He told us to follow him and to know his voice. And his voice and his life and ministry will go through those that are abiding in him and are yielded to the Holy Spirit. And that's how ministry is supposed to be. How will you know if you're hearing the words of God? Because we were talking about the religious system, the spirit of Babylon, an institution. You have these men that are on a stage. They actually call it a stage. And many times they actually have lights and cameras. And it's theater. It's right there in your face. But I'll tell you how you know. And I was thinking about this recently because it's amazing how they have certain things they talk about that are right, that are scriptural, but there's so much that they're not saying. They're not exposing darkness. They're not reproving and rebuking and exhorting with all long-suffering and doctrine. They're not doing it. They're not talking about the dragon agenda that's in the earth for a one-world government and the secret societies that serve the dragon, the builders, the ones that reject the head of cornerstone. And they're building, and they will succeed. If you read Revelation chapter 13, there will be a world government, a beast, it's called, and it will rule for a very small period of time, 3.5 years, 42 months. How will you know? So if you're in a spiritual environment, here's what Hebrews 4:12 says about the word of God. For the word of God is quick. That word is living. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is alive. It's spirit. But the word of man is the word of man, and there's no life in it. There's no power. It could be eloquent. It could be clever. It could have emotion. But it's not living. And it's not powerful. And it's not sharp like a two-edged sword. It doesn't pierce to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow. And it's not a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It doesn't perform what God's word does. That's how you know. So I believe if people are coming to Jesus, the first thing that happens, they think they're supposed to go to a church. That's the tradition. They think that's what is expected. And I am convinced that this is where God puts you through a proving ground. This is the first test. I went through it. You're going to go through it. And there's people I know of that have been professing believers for 10, 20, 30 years, and they still haven't got past this point of the test. What is the test? God wants to know, will you follow him? Or are you going to follow man? Because if you're following Jesus, you're going to have this gift of discerning of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You're going to be at odds with people that aren't serving the Lord. And he's going to throw you into a contradiction. And are you going to compromise? Are you going to fear man instead of fearing God? Are you going to forsake the truth because you want to belong and you want to be accepted by man? Or do you want to be accepted by God? That is the proving ground. That's one of the things I wanted to share. So God uses the church world. It's an institution of man. It's built by man. The whole fact that the word synagogue is a place of worship, and the word church in the Bible was ecclesia, and it had to do with assembling of people. But now, through tradition and mutation, now when people talk about church, they're talking about a place or a thing, a building or an institution. And that was never, never, never the way of the Lord. In fact, there was one church in each city where true believers were. That's why you have the Bible written the way it is, unto the church at Philippi, Ephesians, Colossians, the seven churches in Asia. There's one body of Christ, but what they do is they divide the body into schisms. And these are all things that are rebuked by the apostles. Paul said, some say they're of Apollos, some say they're of Peter, Cephas, some say they're of Paul. Some are of Christ. What, is Christ divided? No. Christ isn't divided. That's schismatic. It's seditious. It's divisive. It's a work of the flesh. It's not of the Spirit. Now, the Lord wants to talk about the plumb line. And that's in Amos chapter 7. And verse 7 and 8. This is a prophecy. Prophet Amos, thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people, and I will not go again pass by them anymore. A plumb line is a device that's used to determine whether something's being built is straight, upright. And I've been thinking about this because if you have the eye of the Lord, and we're going to talk about the word eye, if you have the eye of the Lord and you have perception from the Lord, you see how things are tilted. It's not that you're trying to be critical, but you want to see clearly. And you see that things are tilted, and what you have men do is go out and make it look straight. They'll make other things crooked so everything is crooked, but it looks straight. And then the things that are absolutely corrupted and decayed and rotten, they'll smooth over with whitewash to give it a nice shiny appearance. Listen, what matters is what God says. What matters is what the Lord sees. And he sees what man are doing with the works of their own hands, or they're glorying in their own strength and their own wisdom, and they're building something that's detestable to him. The Lord never ordained his people to submit to a 501c3 IRS status with the government. Never. These churches that are doing this have submitted to Caesar, and the Lord would never, never tell you to do that. Another thing that God was talking about in the word is the word plummet. It's the same thing. It's the same device. In Isaiah 28:17, judgment also will I lay to the line and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. Again, we have this line, lines, straight, upright, and a plummet. Here's Zechariah 4:10. Zechariah, the Zerubbabel was building the temple of the Lord, okay? For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the earth. And this is the text where it says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The temple of God is a dwelling place of God through the Holy Spirit. It's not a temple of glass like a crystal cathedral. It's not a stone. It's not a temple like Jerusalem would build, the Jews. It's not a church structure. It's people that God dwells in. If you read Isaiah 66, God said, heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. What's the house you'll build for me? God puts it right there, rather in perspective. The heavens cannot even contain God, and that's his throne. But this man will I look, one that's broken and contrite and trembles at my word. This is the man Jesus. This is the man Christ Jesus, the new man, the heavenly man that proceeded forth, came forth from the Father, that we must be born again. We must be born after Jesus. Jesus must become our life. We must crucify our nature of flesh that is Adamic, that was out of the earth, and be buried with Christ and risen with him through faith in the operation of God. And this is how we become alive in Jesus and new man in Christ. But God's looking for the straight, not the crooked, not the tilted. And this is amazing. As you go into the Bible and read, you'll see this word crooked. Many, many verses. Deuteronomy 32:5, they have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are perverse and crooked generation. Why do you think we call criminals crooks or crooked? It's because they're not straight. They're not upright. Psalm 125:5, as for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Proverbs 2:15, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their paths. Many things about crooked. I think you get the point. I want to share with you this scripture about the eye. It's in Luke, and it's also in Matthew 6. We're going to look at this, what Jesus taught about the eye. Luke 11:33 and following. No man, when he has lighted a candle, puts it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. Okay? We always thought that meant if you're a Christian, then let people know you're a Christian. But this is much, much deep. This is very deep teaching by Jesus. And Jesus teaches in parables. The next verse. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is single, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you be not darkness. If your whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle does give thee light. Do you understand? This is amazing. Does the Lord want you to have darkness? No. He's the light of the world. He's come to give you light. And it's the Holy Spirit that illuminates us, gives us light. And you remember that Isaiah and Ezekiel and Jesus talked about how the people, religious people, had eyes and seeing could not see, and having ears and hearing they did not understand, and they did not perceive. We're talking about spiritual senses, spiritual and cognitive abilities of your entire being. Okay? That is your eye. Let's go back and read this again. Luke 11:34. The light of the body is the eye. So the light, and this is the word lampstand, the lampstand to your body is the eye. If the eye is single or sound, then the whole body is full of light. So your eye, the ability to perceive, your scope, your cognitive recesses, your spiritual understanding, discernment, perception, your ability to have judgment, that's your eye. And you have some people that have a very narrow scope in their eye. They don't understand things. Their understanding is so limited. The body is in reference to your entire being. That's what the body is made up of, different parts. And then I believe this is what Jesus is saying. So the light is the lampstand. Either the lampstand, he has light, or it doesn't have light. Like the foolish virgins in Matthew 25. They had lamps, but they had no oil for the lamp. The eye is the cognitive, spiritual enablance that the Lord illuminates and expands and causes to grow, that you can see with how he sees and understand as he understands. If you don't have a developed eye, if it's corrupted by misinformation, you're valuing things that are an abomination to the Lord, the things that are esteemed in the eyes of man, see, is an abomination to the Lord. Luke 16. Then your whole body's full of light. Your whole life. If you have spiritual perception from God, and you have judgment and ability to discern and rightly evaluate, then your whole life is blessed and you're walking in light, the activities you do. But if not, you're in darkness. And this is what I'm seeing with people that profess to know the Lord, but they're sitting under teachers and they're babies. Because this is what it says in Hebrews 5, that those that should be teaching others, they're babies. They're on milk. They're sitting under a teacher. And they never grow. They're looking to a man. They're looking to a broken cistern. And the cistern's vile. And the water's vile. And they're not getting a living word from God. They're just getting a word from man. A dead word. A religious dead word. That's censoring the voice of the Lord. I hope this helps you. We've gone over a few things that the Lord's been speaking about. The Lord has the plumb line in his hand. And what he's building, it has to be straight. And it has to have the right foundation. And the cornerstone is Jesus. That's the way it is. And everything else that's being built today, you must take heed to what you build. Because everything's going to be tried by fire. But the tilt and the crooked is an abomination to the Lord. I call you to the Lord. To look to him, to cleanse your and to heal your eye, to heal you from the corruption, from the decay, from the tainting. Because you've been eating things that have leaven. You've been eating the leaven or the bread of the Pharisees. And you've been sitting under that. And you're violated. You're tampered with. You've been merged into the world and you don't even know it. Many of you. This is what God is calling you to. He's warning you now. Come unto him. Seek him. Learn of me. I will lead you the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com.
To the Point Report with Trevor Davis. Today's August 19, 2015. Here's a story reported today from The Guardian. Human brain grown in the lab. Interesting story. Let's read it. An almost fully formed human brain has been grown in the lab for the first time, claim scientists from Ohio State University. The team behind the feat hoped the brain could transform our understanding of neurological disease. Though not conscious, the miniature brain, which resembles that of a five-week-old fetus, could potentially be useful for scientists who want to study the progression of developmental diseases. It could also be used to test drugs for conditions such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, since the regions they affect are in place during an early state of brain development. The brain, which is almost the size of a pencil eraser, is engineered from adult human skin cells and is the most complete human brain model yet developed, claimed Rene Anand of Ohio State University, Columbus, who presented the work today at Military Health System Research Symposium in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Previous attempts at growing whole brains have at best achieved mini organs that resemble those of nine-week-old fetuses, although these cerebral organoids were not complete and only contained certain aspects of the brain. Quote, "We have grown the entire brain from the get-go," unquote, said Anand. Anand and his colleagues claim to have reproduced 99% of the brain's diverse cell types and genes. They say their brain also contains a spinal cord, signaling circuitry, and even a retina. "The ethical concerns were non-existent," said Anand. Quote, "We don't have any sensory stimuli entering their brain. This brain is not thinking in any way," unquote. Next story, let's just look at the headlines on the Drudge Report today. Hillary Rodham Clinton, still under investigation for federal violation of laws concerning handling her emails on a private server, which had been discovered missing, wiped clean professionally. Mrs. Clinton is running for the office of the presidency of the United States of America. And we'll just review some of the headlines today on the Drudge Report. Associated Press reports the UN, United Nations, is to let Iran inspect its own nuclear program site. Homeland Security is dumping violent illegals into U.S. towns. Poll, most voters want to build a wall, deport felon illegals, and of course, presidential nominee Trump is touting such a line. Black Lives Matter organizer is outed as white. Planned Parenthood investigation. Abortionist cut through the face to extract intact brain. The heart was still beating, it reports. China and Russia is to launch the largest ever joint naval drill. Putin, president of Russia, rides to the bottom of the Black Sea in a mini sub. The world's smallest drone is ready to take flight. And ladies and gentlemen, if you could take a picture of this drone, it sits atop the index finger. Two men violently rob a 72-year-old woman inside a church. Trump predicts that up to 20 years in prison for Hillary Clinton. These are some of the stories being reported today. In our world.
I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com.
And this is Trevor Davis signing out today for this broadcast with SoundingTheAlarm.com. And ladies and gentlemen, as I've been posting warnings, warning that you would consider all these things, your investments, your real estate interests, such as buying or selling or what to invest, because as the markets change and it becomes too late to do anything, you want to be ahead, not too late, but moving ahead. And consider this, an artist that designs the most beautiful art, and when it's defaced, the atrocity of such a thing. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what the Lord feels with his creation being defaced.
This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.